Item number 22 is from the Corporation Council requesting authorization to amend the contract with Bigelow Vetter Huma Olson Relief to advise and represent Milwaukee County in labor relations matters involving Milwaukee County and the county employees unions for a total amount not to exceed $275,000 for payment for legal services in 2011 and 2012. This will also go to personnel.
Okay. Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you very much. I have a brief question, and I hope it's germane to the subject. How do we make the determination whether or not we're going to continue to pursue legal matters? And I'm going to use the furlough days as an example. So the union sued us. The court found that the union was correct in their assertion that furlough days were not legal. So then we got slapped with a suit for an exorbitant amount of money, which we then decided to appeal. And every single day that lawsuit goes on, we continue to accrue more damages. They continue to accrue more damages, I should say, should it not turn out favorably. So I guess my question is, because I went back and checked, these items don't come back before judiciary, before this county board. So how is the determination then made that we're going to continue to pursue something?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor West, the specific matter you're referring to has been discussed in Personnel Committee. And what I would say to you is, depending on the lawsuit, it's either Judiciary Committee or Personnel Committee who normally provides that direction. In that particular example, it's been Personnel Committee. And so they have been involved in that.
Oh, Mr. Chairman, that answers the portion of my question. So they're involved. So the members of the Personnel Committee are appraised of the situation. But what if Supervisor DeBrun is not happy with the course that Milwaukee County is taking? What options then does she have as the county supervisor who sits on the Personnel Committee in regards to the action that's being taken? Because I guess my question is, what type of update? Because they don't come to the full county board. So I need to know what type of updates are they receiving, and then what is their course of action? They're simply just a rubber stamp that says, yes, we're going to continue to accrue these these legal fees, or at some point, do they get to be the spigot with which you turn it off?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor West, the Personnel Committee, I'm going to defend them and say they're not a rubber stamp.
Okay.
And they do obviously have the ability to say, we don't want to pursue any particular matter. And by the way, the things handled by this law firm is, I don't know, more than a handful of litigation. It's not just one piece of litigation.
Right.
It's this past year, it's all kind of advice with respect to Act 10. It has to do with the interest arbitration with firefighters. We were in negotiation with the deputy sheriffs. They had some involvement in that. They are now involved in the deputy sheriff's injunction case, an arbitration case. They've handled litigation over the furlough case that you mentioned. They've handled a wide variety of matters, and almost all of those have been overseen by the Personnel Committee. And so in response to your question, the Personnel Committee, generally in closed session, has received updates on the various pieces of litigation from our office or from the outside counsel. I guess what I would say is, if a majority of the committee wants to take action, obviously they go into open session and take action. If a minority member of that committee, I guess, could ask the chairman to allow them to go back into closed session or open session, make a motion to do something as well. With respect to non-committee members on the county board, I think the only solution is to either attend the closed sessions or, you know, discuss it with your fellow members who are on the committee to get updates, because they are generally presented in closed session. I don't know if that completely answers your question. I'm trying to.
I think it does and it doesn't, but I'll pursue it more when we're not in committee. And again, this is not a slap at the Personnel Committee at all. They do a wonderful job under the leadership of Supervisor Sanfilippo, who has a lot of knowledge when it comes to personnel matters. And so I'm not at all questioning that. I just wanted to know, in regards to the expenditure for these items, when is it enough, and when and how is that determination made? And I guess that's the part of the question I didn't get answered. So,
okay, I can.
Corporation Council then comes before the Personnel Committee and says, "This is it. We don't, or we think that we have, you know, enough cost to go forward and win an appeal."
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just that we simply say we're going to take that, you know, we're going to take that chance as long as we're here, and we're going to go ahead and appeal it?
And that's something that you did you want to answer now, or you two are going to.
I can get an answer from him later. I guess, Mr. Chairman, what I'd like to say is I feel like, you know, we appeal almost everything. And there's not, in my eyes, the opportunity for us to be successful and win every appeal. And so I just kind of want to know, you know, what goes into this making the determination as to whether or not it's something we should pursue and cut our losses there, or whether it's something that we should continue to rack up a bill for.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor DeBoer.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I was going with the same line of questioning. When do we cut our losses? Just right now, if you have, I would like to itemize bill of what this money is going to, because there are certain things that if we got one appeal office to another appeal, and even though you say you go to the Personnel Committee, I mean, when you continue, if we got a judgment against us, it should only go to the Personnel Committee. I'm glad it came here, but the other thing should come here also, because we're paying the bill to make sure it's going right. But then if you go to one stage of court, we may lose. And you go to another one, we may lose. And then we're going to continue to go. When we went to the lawsuit for the other item of the pension, you kept both groups, everybody was a form and breast of that. And that's why we kept being on his heel. Some of these things, when you talk about, and one particular one, I'm talking about the furlough, we got something that's pending, and that bank is growing. And eventually, I hope it could come to a conclusion. Because one way or the other, Walker County residents are going to be out of something.
Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is in response to some of the questions raised by Supervisor Roma West, which I think are really good questions. Until this last recent round of appointment changes, I had always served on the Personnel Committee, like 20 years. And I agree with the statements by our Assistant Corporate Counsel about the fact that that committee, when they do approve the Corp Counsel's office doing lawsuits, that it really does require a majority of that committee to be supportive. And a lot of times, you're talking almost a majority. So I've actually been personally present in closed sessions where Corp Counsel said they were interested in possibly appealing something in the committee, or that they wanted to appeal it. The committee said, no, don't, and then they didn't. So it's not just that they're consulted with. If a majority of that committee is opposed, then Corp Counsel drops that matter or lives to fight another day and to bring it up. So they really don't initiate court action. But I do think something is significant. I've talked to Chairman Holloway about this a couple of different times, and he was very clear and is fine very publicly that he appointed probably the most conservative personnel committee that we've ever really had. And so I do think part of this is the next chairman of the board will have to look at whether, not just in labor relations, but in the lawsuits that are generated for labor relations, as to whether or not the appointments on that committee might want to make them more reflective of the board as a whole, like they've tried to do in finance. And historically, personnel and finance a lot of times were made to try and reflect the board. So that might be another kind of remedy to at least feel that other board members to feel that at least the committee in making that decision in closed session is more representative. The other thing I was thinking about was all other lawsuits go to judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's a personnel matter, and I think a lawsuit related to the personnel pieces should go to personnel, I also think that in the future that they probably should have concurrence by the Judiciary Committee as well. And the benefit of that then is that if there's a personnel lawsuit, that goes ends up going to both committees, there's a good chance you could have almost half the board,
mm-hmm.
or at least more than a third of the board in concurrence. So, versus I'm not sure that should be true of all the other items, the lawsuits that go to judiciary. I really think that's the primary parent committee. So, I guess that so it's not so much a remediation that there's something wrong going on with the decision-making process and personnel. I don't want to say that. I just think that who's on the committee and whether it also goes to judiciary might be something you all would look at in the future.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, please.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to, with respect to Supervisor DeBruin's comments, that's certainly the county board's prerogative. You want us to report lawsuits to every committee, we'll do that. But I just wanted to speak to the financial aspect of this.
Mm-hmm.
This contract was approved by the county board with this law firm back in 2010. We've reached the limit of the expenditure authority we had. And so this law firm has continued to do work in 2011 beyond the expenditure authority, frankly, at the direction of personnel committee and our office. And so we have incurred bills beyond the expenditure authority, and we are going to incur bills this year, that need to be paid to continue some of the matters. Some of them have ended, some of them have not, and some new ones have started. So it's a mixture of things going on. I also would say that 2011 was a rather unusual year with respect to labor relations, and I don't envision that repeating itself. I expect that the expenditures in 2012 will be less than 2011. The number that we're requesting, I think, is $275,000. That's the total since this contract began. That's not for 2012. That's just the total since the contract began. We're just expanding it up from the 150 to 275. What I would tell you is that of the additional 125,000 beyond the prior expenditure authority, we've probably already incurred in 2011 about 50,000 of that. So what we're really talking about is about 75,000 for 2012. And so that's the context on the financial piece. And so we're here obviously because we need the finance committee's and the county board's authority to go beyond the expenditure. We do have funds in the litigation reserve account, so we're not going to affect tax levy here. It's just the authority we need from the board to expend it.
Supervisor Brown?
I forgot to make the motion to approve. So we'll make the motion to approve.
On that motion, Madam Clerk.
Supervisors DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayor.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
No.
Humble S.
This is 22.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aye.
And I'm aye as well.
I'm sorry. And Chairman. Thank you very much. A vote of 5-1 is approved.
Okay. Item number 23.